Well, we can start. Let's see that number. 465. So it has to be in the hardcover book, I think. 465 at Calvary. Oh, hallelujah.
Sing that as well. Two songs back to back, all about Calvary.
Such a world as I
hardcover book.
Was it for crimes that I had done?
We thank you that Calvary covers it all. My past with its sin and shame. Oh God, we thank you, Jesus. Everything, everything that we need, everything has been purchased for us on Calvary. And so, Lord, we thank you for the cross. We thank you for your willingness to lay down your life for us. Thank you for the shed blood. Thank you, Lord. Oh Jesus, thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Oh, Jesus, thank you for the love that was demonstrated toward us there. And tonight, Lord, we just cover ourselves with your precious blood by faith. We avail ourselves of the grace of God, the mercy, the forgiveness, the cleansing, the healing. Lord, we open our hearts wide, and we pray that Calvary will take care of everything. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we want you to look upon the travail of your soul and be satisfied with the response that you find in us. When you look at all that you've gone through, all that you suffered, we want it to be worth your while in our case. And so, Lord, put that response into our hearts as you have given yourself fully for us. Help us, in turn, to give ourselves fully to you. Lord, every part of us, it belongs to you, Lord, and we pray that you will come and take possession. Bless throughout the camp tonight. Thank you for a wonderful day, Lord. Thank you for good weather. Thank you, Lord, for these children that are upon the grounds, not just down in the village or cottage, but these children that right here in Watch Rock, Lord, it brings us such joy to see them having a good time fishing and running and laughing. And Lord, we pray that your blessing, your hand will rest upon each one of them, Lord, while they're here. And Lord, only time will tell what you have done for them and the seeds that have taken root and brought forth fruit for years to come. Cover them, Lord, with your blood and watch them all. Bless everyone on these grounds tonight, Lord. Whatever gatherings they have down in the other end of camp, we pray that your rich blessing and presence will be there for each one. And we thank you for it. We know you do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. So that means you're doing more than we realize. And so we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. I spoke to my daughter and my wife as well, and they said they had a wonderful meeting last night with the young ladies down in the village, and that Brother Tim's wife, Tiffany, gave her testimony, and then they had an altar call, and they said the girls just began to sob, so many of them, just weeping, especially the little ones. The older ones, they need a little softening maybe yet, but she said that they were just crying. Bethany said, I knew they had to get to bed somewhere along the way. I just didn't want to stop what God was doing. It was a tough call. I said, welcome to my world, right? That's always tough. But I gathered the girls together and told them God's continuing to work in them as they go to bed now tonight and just thank Jesus for what he's doing. And I said, you know, that's just what we've been praying. We've been praying for conviction to come upon the girls. We've been praying that God will break through this week and not wait till the last minute before they get their blessing. So I just want to thank God together that we see God answering prayer. They're calling on God. We're doing it down here. And God is working. Praise God. And he's going to continue tonight as well. And I trust with the little ones, I'll have to talk to Sister Beth and the others and see what he's doing among them. But really, it is a joy to see these young people on the grounds. I see them coming up the road. I heard the cottagers singing as they were walking today, and that was so great. And then they had a scavenger hunt, and they had to go throughout the camp, these villagers, and they had to take pictures of this and that. And I was interviewed 5 times and got my picture taken 5 times. And I even changed in between, so the ones that took the pictures have different clothes on me than the ones that took them later. Very cute. I was warned about that, so. It's, you know, these kids, we want them to meet Jesus, and we also want them to have just a fun time and forget about their problems. They need that, just to forget about their problems for a while and be in a place where they feel loved and safe and secure. Does them a world of good. Praise God. And, you know, the guests, it's not just the counselors and so on, but it's all of us having contact with them, smiling and showing the love of Christ to them. Praise God. And so I love the atmosphere at camp. I love the fellowship that we enjoy. I love that I can be around Christians that love Jesus and love to worship him. I can talk to them around the table. I can talk to them at the beach. And we get into such wonderful conversations. We get to know one another, and then we look forward to seeing one another next year. Or maybe you change your mind and come at a different period so you can avoid somebody. But either way, you make friendships at camp that lasts a lifetime. I've been very enriched. My life has been greatly enriched by the people that God has brought into my life. And they become part of me. I was joking with Dale and Lisa. My wife's down in the village. My daughter's down in the village. I said, you're the only family I got down here. Although I do have my father-in-law. But he's been ignoring me lately. Not at all. John Schreck is he's a people person, as you can tell. And every time I turn around, he's either playing ping pong or shuffleboard or is in the water with somebody. So I'm glad that he...
I'd like to dub of you people.
I'm sure you would. Yes, I'm sure you would. Praise God. So that's also part of the blessing of camp. It's the body of Christ, and and getting to know one another. I want to sing another song with you out of the White Book, and that's Why Should He Love Me So? And that's number 71 in the White Book, number 71. Let's see what the Lord has for us tonight. I've got some thoughts, but I'm sure Jesus has, his thoughts are higher than my thoughts, so we want to go with his for sure. 71.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. It's good to take time in God's presence to just praise Him. We don't have to come up with a sermon right away or whatever it may be, but just spend time in His presence. It doesn't hurt to take time to worship Jesus and to praise and to praise some more and to praise some more and to praise some more. Hallelujah. It seems to get richer all the time as we worship Him like this. Hallelujah. God's wanting to help us to open our hearts, every one of us. Open our hearts. He wants to pour something in tonight, and He's looking for openings. But He wants to do it for everyone, everyone. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have these times of praise that seem to go on for a while, and sometimes they drop, and then we get back to it. Then Tom sings Blessed Assurance, and then we get excited again to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God's in all of that. And so, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we praise You. Thank You, Lord. Oh, we love You, Lord. Hallelujah. 1,000 times a day. Jesus, I love You. Hallelujah. Oh, wonderful Lord. Waldfogel says about praise and about the songs we sing. He says, you know, these songs that are in the hymn book, they're like the cards you find at the Hallmark cards, right? Your wife has a birthday, or
some special occasions, so you try to find the perfect card. Isn't that hard sometimes? You know, you're just such a wonderful person. Well, I don't know, wonderful. Let's find another card. And you want to be as honest as you can, but, you know, they're so flowery sometimes, and they just go a little bit overboard. So you find more of a general card, and then you write. I like to write in cards. I don't like to just give a person a card and sign my name. I wish I could, because life would be easier that way. But I always have to write something personal. And, you know, my wife's not like that so much. She gives me a card, love Lily, and she says, the card said exactly what I meant. So she had nothing. Probably said, you're a wonderful husband, right? So, and then I'll tell Lily, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. And I'll go through this whole, you know, expressing my great love for her. And she'll say, ditto, ditto. And that's become her favorite word, ditto, which means that, you know, I feel exactly the same way you do, but you did all the talking, and I just said ditto. So I've learned that ditto can really mean a lot. Ernie said that, you know, he, over the years, has gotten many cards from his wife. He's given many cards to her. You know, Lily and I are married 36 years. I think Ernie's married probably longer than that. And he said, I don't save every card that she gives me. He said, but the ones where she writes something in them from her heart, more than ditto. He says, those ones are special to me, you know. Or maybe it's a blank card and she just wrote, you know, how she feels about him. He said, those ones I save. He said, I don't throw those ones out, you know. And he said, you know, when we sing from the hymn book, it's like, you know, somebody wrote a good thing about Jesus, and we agree with it, so we sing it. And there's nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, it's wonderful to sing these songs, and oftentimes we do say, that's exactly how I feel. I couldn't have put it into words better than that. But then there comes a time where, in the meeting, we just talk to Jesus from our own heart, right? We don't read the card. We just start telling him, I love you, Lord. I worship you. You're wonderful. And I wonder what Jesus likes more, the hymns or the praises that just personally come from our hearts. Maybe he loves it all. If it comes from the heart, he loves it all. But you know, there's something special about just the time where you're not singing somebody else's words. You're just taking time from your own heart. Maybe not as eloquently as you would see in a hymn book, but oh, it's coming right from your heart. And that those times are very special to him. That's why we like to take time to praise him the way we do, because it's so personal, it's so intimate. And that's the type of relationship Jesus wants to have with us. Praise God. My father used to tell a story about a monk who used to get up in his meetings, and he used to sing, but he had a terrible voice. But all the other monks used to put up with him because, you know, he volunteered to sing, and they didn't want to discourage him. But one day, there was a special, I don't know.
Bishop,
thank you. You've heard the story, right? The bishop was coming. And oh, so now they were really... They thought, what if Brother So-and-so starts singing? It's going to be terrible. So they got him to wash the pots or something that night, and they hired a professional singer with a beautiful, beautiful voice. And he sang this beautiful song of praise to God, and oh, everybody was moved to tears, and it was such a blessing. But that night, an angel came down from heaven, and he said, how come there was no special song sung tonight? We were waiting for that. We enjoy that every meeting, but we didn't hear anything in heaven like we did last week when Brother So-and-so sang. And I don't know, my dad told the story a lot better than I'm telling it. But the idea was that he may have sounded like a frog when he sang, but the song went right up to heaven. Of course, it came from the heart. Thank God there's that verse in the Bible, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That gives all of us liberty to sing. And that's what Jesus is looking for. It's not the words you say so much or how you say it, but where it's coming from. I've often got up and testified, and I guess I've been crying all my life, because sometimes I would get up as a teenager and I'd start testifying and maybe I'd start to cry, or I'd just kind of mess up. I'd sit down and say, that wasn't anything like I wanted to say. But the Lord made me to know that He was pleased that I got up. He wasn't so concerned about the words that I spoke, but He was pleased that it really came from the heart. And people could see that. People could see that. And so that's the thing that we ought to be most concerned about. Am I really praising Him with all my heart? Am I sincere in my loving Jesus? If we are, then you can know that God is pleased and He's going to respond to your praise. Hallelujah. Now, I think all of you have lovely voices. At least I haven't heard anything that's frightened me tonight yet. But the important thing is that we're praising Him from here, right? Praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord.